Our cash cattle prices remain steady to slightly higher compared to last week. I'm Keith Weinberg with your Farm News Update. One thing we are watching very closely is also the box beef cutout values. They continue to show some strength, and they've been leading the way. Brad Koyma is with Koyma, Koyma and Varlick, based out of Sioux Center, Iowa.
Definitely. Thanks for having me on here, Keith, first of all. But it's good to see that lift here in the boxes. We talked about it for a few weeks. I think the boxes have finally cleaned up and are going to go higher. Some of that's going to be propelled or supported, I believe, by a much smaller kill. There's multiple packers this week that are going 32 hours. I noticed that Lexington has killed their last year, it sounds like. So, and this is a reflection of the supply of cattle, in my opinion. The reason the packer's cutting the kill, obviously he's trying to get some margin back. He's trying to fight the thing a little bit, but the main reason is there's just not enough cattle to go around.
Brad also pointed out he watches closely when cattle are sold and how soon they start moving. For an example, 0 to 14 days and 15 to 30 days.
Well, I think that's a thoughtful question. And, you know, I'm nerdy enough that I actually watch this stuff. I don't know that a lot of other people do. Anybody that knows me knows that I'm a big advocate for price discovery. And I'm worried to death with what's going on here lately. Texas has failed for confidentiality for several weeks. You know, the onset of this beef on dairy thing, I think, is also is a risk, I think, for price discovery. But when you take the bucket that is negotiated trade, it's broke down into two categories, 0 to 14 days. In other words, I sold cattle to ABC Packer. He picks them up in 12 days. That's fine. It goes into that bucket. If he keeps them for longer than that in the 15 to 30 day bucket, then that gets counted and that gets labeled separately. Well, last week they only had 315 cattle in that 15 to 30 day window, and there's usually several thousand.
With your farm news update, I'm Keith Weinberg.